So let's do a channel, or prepare ourselves for a channel, and take a moment to relax into your chair. Allow all the tension within your body to drain away. And just allow your face to soften. Allow your shoulders to soften. Allow your legs and your feet, everything to just soften. And take some nice deep breaths. And let's give gratitude and thanks that we are now ready to receive the beautiful, enlightening message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So the subject of the day here is music. More than music, the subject would be sound. Perhaps more than sound, the subject might be a coherence of sound you would call resonance. Did I ever tell you that music, sound, passes through the veil? And what I mean by that is this thing that you call music, the thing that warms your heart and rings in your memory till your last breath, is something that happens on the other side of the veil as well. The reason for that, dear ones, is its representation of vibrations. Vibrations can be of many sorts. And the particular vibrations that you hear as a human being are the vibrations in the air. And the vibrations that you hear in the air, you compartmentalize and put them in ways where they would harmonize. They harmonize when they are multiples and fractals of one another in certain ways. And we have already told you that there are certain what you would call frequencies in music that belong together, that actually do things that your consciousness will recognize. Open fifths, for instance, is one example. But I want to talk about that which is resonances. I want to talk about something that you really perhaps haven't thought of. The guest today, the maestro of sound, knows these things that I'm about to tell you. He's thought of these things because from the very beginning, he has put sounds together that would then make a difference for health, for healing, because he knows that the cells of your body respond to sound. Do you know about resonance? Most of you know it, and perhaps you haven't heard the word. Resonance is when a sound that you make responds to another source or from another source and vibrates at a similar frequency. That would be easy to tell you. It's you singing in the shower. So you are in a box, perhaps a cardboard, perhaps a plastic, perhaps a cement, doesn't matter. But if it's a reflective surface at all, it can resonate. And certain shapes and volumes of matter will tend to resonate with the notes that you sing. And so if you've been in the shower and you sing a certain note and it's louder than the other notes, you find yourself singing that particular note a lot because you are resonating to the space or the materials or the reflections in the shower. Now, the question is, when you are singing the note, does it actually then vibrate something else? And the answer is, oh, yes, it does, indeed. If that something else corresponds to the note you're singing, it will actually vibrate a little bit. And this creates that resonance, or the reflections in the air will start to vibrate louder because of your note. So it can be one of many things that would create resonance for you in the shower. Now let's move to something just a little more elegant. Many of you are aware of those who have made violins. In the past, and especially the masters, no longer with you, who had the secrets of resonance. Let me explain something. If you are not a violin player, even if you're an avid listener, you probably cannot hear what is being played and what the violin player will hear. For the violin player is hearing something specific. That is the resonance of the notes, of the strings, and the frequencies of them that they are playing. Now, a wonderful violin maker will have put together a box with a certain resonance that they know that will let those notes, those strings vibrating, resonate within that box in a certain way. Not all violin boxes are made the same, and you know that because you have heard some of the astronomical amounts of money that go into purchasing those violins which are so special from the past. Here's what you might not know. What makes it an absolute maestro's instrument is this. Every single note on the violin is different. Some of them represent open strings without fret. Most of them have to be fretted. That is, they're created by a finger on the fingerboard. But in most violins, in fact, most string instruments, certain notes will resonate louder than others. But if you get a violin where they all resonate about the same, then you have one that sings to you. Did you know the same thing is what those master piano makers have in common? Another stringed instrument. For the sounding board on a piano has to do the same thing. It can't have one note resound a lot louder than another. They have to be all the same, or as close as they can be. It's the science of resonating. You also have heard, especially perhaps on a guitar, that if you play one note and there is another string that is next to it or perhaps apart from it, and it is tuned a certain way, it starts resonating and actually starts making noise, even though you didn't play it. That's coherence, dear ones. That's vibration, and everything has vibration. What's next? Crying, why are you talking about this? Let me ask you, do you think consciousness has vibration? Oh, here we go. Yes, it does. It has to. Everything vibrates. And it may not be cycles per second or hertz, as they say, in the air. It may not be measured that way. Does light have vibration? It does. Measured as the distance between the waves of light, the kinds of light, whether you have coherent light or dispersed light, that is vibration. Does consciousness have vibration? There were some medical scientists who discovered that with certain overtone relationships with one another, created in the laboratory, they could watch molecules vibrate. Molecules of your existence, of your DNA perhaps, or of your cellular structure perhaps, using microscopes to actually watch them. they discovered that certain sounds would enhance a certain molecule. They made other discoveries as well. One particular discovery, using a very special microscope, a scientist found that he could put together certain kinds of sounds that would shatter disease. He could see it under the microscope. It would leave the other cells alone, and it would shatter the ones he didn't want there. He could actually tune the frequencies to a virus or other things. Does your consciousness have vibration? What if, dear ones, you could go to a place and through thought alone start to do whatever you wanted to, which was commensurate with good in your body, which was commensurate with good in your body, meaning healthy? Is it possible that you could vibrate certain cellular structures and give them instructions with your thought, that you could be in coherence with certain organs of your body? What if you could be in coherence with cancer? And if you could, what would you say to it? Are you hearing me? Everything vibrates. Have you heard a song that makes you feel good? Is there a song that you could sing that it would put you into a peaceful countenance? Often there is. A favorite song, whether it has lyrics or just a melody that you can hear playing in your mind, that you say, every time I hear that song, I just stop for a moment and I feel peaceful. Does your consciousness have vibration? I just showed you it does. Because your consciousness was affected by vibration of music. Therefore, the music actually perhaps was playing the strings of your thoughts in order to bring you to a peaceful place. Have you thought of that? There is definite coherence between vibrations of that which is sound music and that which you are thoughts, and that is your consciousness. What if you could direct your body through that coherence, not hearing anything, but it's almost like your consciousness was a note, perhaps a special one that all of your cells paid attention. They stopped for just a moment while your thoughts give it instructions of coherence. Everything vibrates. What would you say to your cellular structure right now? What could you say? And here's where it even gets better than you thought. What creates aging? And the answer is the body clock is that which you have from birth, which literally measures the days. It knows day and night and day and night. It's a clock. Did you know that that clock was variable? Did anyone tell you that? Your body and all of the processes in it react to certain things, especially consciousness. What if you told your body clock to slow down? Count every other day. Do you think that would work? I've been telling you that for more than a decade, perhaps even two. This is the power you have of your consciousness over the cellular structure of your body because everything vibrates. It's a resonance. Your consciousness can resonate with anything in your body, even the disease. Your consciousness can create that which has been seen as miracles. Spontaneous remission is the resonance of a consciousness that says to that disease, be gone. And it cannot exist if the consciousness resonates with it and destroys it. What would you like to say to your body in resonating today? Oh, this is a healing Wednesday, dear ones, and you need to hear this. There is so much that you don't know yet. You're so much bigger than anyone has told you. You have so much more control of you. And it's time to learn more. I'll be back. And so it is.